first section, we have the hearing from delegations and public input. So if anybody would like to have up to 5 minutes to address the board on any of your favorite subjects, you're welcome to. Yes, sir.
Hi, Joey Brooks, 51 Oscar Littlefield Road. I'm really only here tonight because I got asked to make another master key for the town hall. And I clearly read in the May 26, 2001 meeting that it was that the town clerk should be the only one holding a master key to go into the vaults. I guess some things have been missing or what have you, but we have somebody that wants a master key. And I'm just wondering how 2021 in May, that's 9 months ago, how it's already about that somebody wants a master key besides the town clerk.
Okay. Happy to address that. If you could hang around till we get to executive session, we will discuss it at that point.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else would like to speak? All right. We're going to... I don't see any new mail here. Actually, I do. We have a letter from the Lyman Historical Society. They are asking in this budget year if they could get $5,000 to help them take care of their money needs. And we had asked them to submit it in writing, so we do have it, which we can take up at the budget meeting. MMA is going to increase their dues. So, is this right, Donna, what the dues are?
It came in the mail.
$5,892 for MMA dues?
Sounds right.
Is that right?
Does it say what they are currently?
Does not. It just says for this year, that's what they are.
It says an average of a 3% increase. Yeah, they were in mid-fours last year.
Yeah.
Save $4,000
from last year.
Start using them. Get our money from them.
Southern Maine Planning is thanking us for the dues payment we made last year. They say we saved $20,827 through that participation over the last year. Increase, which would be $1,817 in total. So we'll put that with the budget too. This might be interesting to you, Brad. From Owen Chaplin at GoralPalmer.com. They are a pavement management company, I guess.
I know.
Okay, and they would like to talk to you. So if you want to to stop going at this speed. You're welcome to. Policy, which is attached here. Which should be fine. And then went into a little more detail, but really it's pretty much the same. FEMA has changed their flood maps. And there are some changes, but I would have to ask somebody that knows how to read this to tell me what it means, because I really don't know. It says hydraulic analysis.
Do you have a the original one come in with color? Does he have the original with color?
He might.
The last page, but it shows the zone. It's hard color.
Right there on the
black and white.
The color one.
Oh, okay.
The small one.
Well, this is.
Did they increase it or decrease it? Well, look at it. Usually they decrease it, if anything.
I don't know. This is something I would go ask Patty or Lori to decipher and tell me what it means. They'll probably look at it and say, yeah, that's easy to figure out.
Well, you just have to overlay it over that one right there.
Yeah, it makes looks a like difference. The Carlisle and Brook is the one that's
right.
The flooding source.
Everything's around that.
There's zone
that's
A.
Off of Walker Road.
Carlisle Brook.
Summary of revisions. Zone A, no increases. Decreases, yes.
It makes a difference on setbacks for building, whether you need to have insurance or not, when they make changes like that.
So we'll have to ask
Pat some time to look at that now.
Animal welfare. Says we're going to go from $1.39 per capita to $1.46. So I'll have to check on that with the budget. So the Zoning Board of Appeals approve the same Zoom policy that the selectmen had. So that's the mail.
Can I go back to public comment for 1 second?
Sure.
So the question about the master key just prompted a separate question for me. Does the town hall have a key policy? So like outlining your master, your submasters, your individual keys, and who is by position, right, theoretically able to receive. Is there
correct
anything like that?
There is no written policy that
okay
I'm aware of.
Okay,
so the minutes from December 27th at 6 p.m.
There were no complaints, though.
There were no complaints that I'm aware of. Everybody smiled when we mentioned your name. Rusty wasn't here, so Tom or Dave, if you want to make a motion in a second.
For
the minutes for December 27th meeting.
I make a motion to accept as written.
Second.
Any more discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Yep. Rusty abstained, so three. Dave, Tom, and Bill voted yes, and Rusty abstained, and John is not here. Okay, minutes for January 3rd. Seconds it. Any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Four said yes, one is not here. Okay. Accounts payable warrant number 35 in the amount of $78,236.73.
Bill, because of COVID protocol, I was unable to come in and get that paperwork. I'll look at it, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'll have to abstain.
Okay. $76.73. All those in favor? Aye. Dave abstains, and John's not here. Okay. Payroll warrant number 34 in the amount of $26,095.21.
Motion is written.
I shall second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor? Okay, three. Dave abstains.
Abstain, yep.
And John's not here. Okay. Thank you. We have unfinished business on the resignations from two committee members. And I have not had a chance to talk with them yet, so I really don't want to go forward with this until I talk with them. So I'd like to put it off to our next meeting. And I will make due diligence to make contact.
We would appreciate that.
Okay, we have two public seats that are open for the ARPA committee. We formed the ARPA committee to look at what we should spend the American Rescue Plan funds on and come together with a regular plan as to where it should go so that we're not just shooting from the hip. So if anybody would like to be on that committee, if they would please pull down a job application from the website or come in and pick one up, fill that out and submit it, and we will get that going through the process so we can get those people on as soon as possible.
How many are you looking for?
Two. We have four or five now, and so it's an odd number. All right, we have, obviously, you can tell we have charities asking for money, which we have to look at. Question is, Oscar Littlefield Road, where are we with the signed easements? I actually got an answer on that today. Yes, it was good. They've got about 25% of them back. They've had several inquiries from several others, so they're expecting more back. I mentioned that we get a hold of Mr. Schultz and see that if he can talk to people and see what they're, if they have concerns, so we can meet with them and answer any questions they have, so we can get this going as soon as possible to get this resolved. So that's kind of where we're at this point.
I understand that we're getting some pushback from one of the authors of the road design ordinance, and stating that we can't move forward with Oscar Littlefield because it doesn't hold up to the new road design ordinance. But it's my understanding that town council deemed that road a town road because of the whatever 40 plus years we've been maintaining it. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So therefore, any new road design ordinance would not be in effect for Oscar Littlefield Road. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So therefore, any pushback, we can lay that to rest.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you for bringing that up. Is there any more questions on Oscar Littlefield before we go on? All right. Charter Communications, Connect Me, the state program update. We have asked Charter Communications 6 times to make sure that everybody in town on all the roads can have access to the internet. And they said, everybody can have access. So we asked a question and said, okay, people down private roads that run off of the public roads where there's internet access, are you going to run down those roads? Not unless they pay for it. So I said, then your answer is incorrect. So again, we've gone back to them and said, we want to know what the cost is for everyone to have access. Now, ConnectMe is a state of Maine grant function. So we have, obviously, ARPA money can be used for that, but the state's saying they're going to pay for it all. They've got $150 million to spend on it, so I would prefer to go after the state grant money first before we use ARPA funds on it. But we still don't have the answer of what it's going to cost. So we're working on it. We're going to ask, we've already asked the question again, we're going to call and ask them to come to a meeting. So let's see where that goes.
Has anybody started working on that paperwork, Bill?
As far as the grant, no, because they're still formulating what we have to do. Like the ARPA funds, the first paper came down was one page. Now it's over 165 pages. So, but they said that's final, so we'll see. But as far as the state grant money, they've just hired somebody to manage it, so that nothing is really out yet, other than we know that there's $150 million available.
I agree with the statement, using the state money first before the ARPA.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So that's where we are on that update.
One question, and that's just like now, it's not like for future housing is being built like a private road, this is a one-shot deal.
This is a one-shot deal at this point. What we're hoping is that we'll be able to get the connectivity out to the point that everybody, even if they get to pay a small fee because they've done something different,
right.
In the future we'll have to pay, but it shouldn't be an astronomical amount. You know?
The big chunk will be taken care of.
Right. The other thing that I've done is I talked with Matt Duras, and the state did some what they call triple binder grant funding for fiber internet statewide. And Matt Duras is telling me that fiber runs right down 35. And we should be able to connect to it and use it. So the question is, what do we have to do to use it? So we're looking at the triple binder connectivity. We're looking at our connectivity with DWI and with Spectrum. So we're trying to look at everything to get the most out of it that we can. Not easy. Okay. Department committee reports. Okay. The assessor's office, apparently the leg broke off the desk and the bottom drawer broke. And it needs transportation to the transfer station. So she had gotten a price for the desk from Warren's office. They were the least expensive for $948. And I asked her today if she would go and check, and because it's kind of a press board type desk, but a better quality, but not great. And I said, and then she had her eye on a metal desk, which was almost twice as much money. And it's like, you know, scope out what that is, because we also need one for the assistant in the tax clerk's office, because they've got a child's computer desk. You know, and it's like, what can we do? We get two of them. So we're still working on that to get that squared away. I'd rather, not that I want to spend money, because I don't, but if it's $948 for a mediocre desk, and it's $1,200 or $1,300 for a really good desk that's going to last, I'd rather spend it for the better desk. So that's kind of where we're going with that. All right, what else? That's all I have on committee reports or board reports, except for the road commissioner.
Well, the roads aren't bad. Transfer station got a little bit of pushback on being closed Thursday night. Swap shop being closed, but that all seemed to settle down and everybody's pretty happy. All in all, having a little trouble getting containers dumped, but
still.
Drivers. Same old problem.
So the employers are surviving okay? They're doing all right?
So far. Sean's recommendation was if at some point we bought another container, it would be easier if all of a sudden we had two that were full and they couldn't be dumped. It would be simpler for him to send somebody up and do a swap out. Leave the full one.
Who's Sean?
He's the owner of CIA.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then put the empty one back in, then come haul the full one on the next business day. The problem is EcoMaine closes at 5. Mm-hmm. They can only make 3 trips a day out of here. It's 2 hours.
Right.
So, and if you had bad weather like we did the other day, you know, we have 2 cans up there right now that need to be emptied. So, hopefully that'll be done tomorrow, because it closed tomorrow, so we get a jump on it, but just something to think about. If we had that extra one, you'd always be able to swap stuff out, you know.
What's a can go for?
I have no idea. How much is a can?
Probably 20,000.
Really?
It's the packer kind, not just the open top. I'm talking about the compactor style.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Those are the ones that we have problems with. The open tops I can smash down. I can get 3 times the storage out of those that we've ever done. But it's the packing ones. Once they reach a certain capacity, the pump shut off. There's no more putting anything else into it.
Good. And that's specialized containers. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Any luck with applications?
I don't know.
Nothing.
That'd be a no.
We have two applications right now.
Two.
Okay. And is that something, have we contacted the hiring committee? If they can process those two?
We usually have it out there for at least a week before we do.
Yes, you have.
Oh, it's good. Chair
of that committee, contact Don. Your ears are turned off right now.
Blah, blah, blah.
I think it's been a week today. Because I was out, I didn't post it till Tuesday late morning. So it's 1 week today, and we've only got 2 applications.
Today's Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it has been a week.
how about if we go to Friday and then call them and whatever we have, they process. Okay?
But give the hiring committee a heads up now.
Yeah, I would give them a heads up right away.
It's coming.
So I know it's coming.
Heads up.
It's coming to us.
Heads up. Yes.
That's why I'll have to go.
Another day.
Yeah. Bill, have we talked about the workman's comp audit?
We
guys to the sole proprietor form that Jeanette is getting pushback on from evidently contractors. Any idea?
We haven't talked about that, no. And I'm just working.
Okay, well, while we're talking about it, if the town is going to get pushback on sole proprietors, I mean, they don't, in the state of Maine, they don't need workman's comp for themselves, but if they're going to do work for the town, then they're going to need, somebody's going to have to talk to town council about some sort of binding subcontract or agreement with the town, holding, you know, the town harmless, all the employees.
Call it a rebuttable presumption date. You have to fill it out.
It's a way of doing good business with somebody who has no workman's comp. If we're going to do business with somebody who has no workman's comp.
Well, any of the contractors can file the
rebuttable presumption.
Yeah, the rebuttable, whatever it's called, with the state. It's
right.
Predetermination. The state decides based on the information they provide if they're independent contractors. basically,
that doesn't hold the town harmless.
No, it does not. It does not.
Right. So, what I'm saying is, if that's the route that we're going to go, then we still should have some sort of binding subcontractor agreement with these contractors in the town, holding the town, the employees, the officers elected, appointed, the whole bit.
That's normally
that almost boilerplate with town council.
It's Jessica. Is that do with W-9?
No.
W-9 basically says they're responsible. No.
No, you need an act. So what Dave is saying is you need an actual contract in place that you the town signs and a vendor signs saying we won't hold you accountable. Like at the university, we require a signed contract as well as workers' comp and certain levels of liability and vehicle insurance.
Yeah, you still have to have liability insurance.
Yeah.
So they still have to provide a certificate of insurance, W-9 and all that to be paid, but a contract specifically so they can't come back after the fact and say, hey, my guy slipped on the ice in your parking lot, what are you going to do about it?
Well, if he's a sole proprietor with no employees, that would mean he doesn't need workers' comp.
So, but you should have some type of a contract in place for them to be doing work on your premises.
Because even if he has a side, he's still he can still find a way to have to.
Yes,
you shouldn't be doing business on handshakes as a town.
But we've never ever had anything like that.
That's terrifying to me.
I have no doubt.
Sorry.
So Dave,
doesn't mean it's right.
In your recovery process,
we've never had a claim. Like
can you look into that?
Down.
I will talk to town council, and like I said, they should have boilerplate, something like that. But is that somebody going to make a motion for me to do that?
I was just going to ask you to do it, so we can get it together, and then we can decide what to do. I'd kind of like to hear what our town council would like to say about it. I guess, you know, I've never run into it anywhere else.
I can send an example. It's literally fill in the blanks.
That would
just
be
all
great.
Legal language. It's
yeah.
A public document.
Okay, that'd be great. We don't know. We just do it. All right, Dave?
So are you saying that somebody's making a motion for me to call Brad Lauren?
No, we're asking you to do it.
Okay.
You want us to make a motion? We can do that.
Yeah, I would like somebody to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that they control Brad.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor? Did you raise your hand, David?
I did. I shall do it.
4-0. Going on your word now. Okay. All right, so we are at a point where we need to go into executive session. I don't know if we're going to go live afterwards or not, unless until we find out what we're going to talk about.
Okay. So to keep Dave in the meeting, I'll let them make their motion.
We'll do that in executive session. Make a motion to go to executive session. Yeah.
Make a motion to go into executive session, Title 1, MRSA, Section 405, 6A, Reason Personal Matters.
Second. All those in favor? Aye. Did you raise your hand, Dave?
I heard Dave.
Dave said aye.
I heard it.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
What you're going to do is you're going to end live. On the air down.
Yeah, if you could just wait, Brad, only be a minute. We'll yep. Still want to talk with JB.
Yes. Yeah. Recording stopped.
Brad. Stop.